Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and I'm very excited about having our good friend Cam Fine back on the show. Cam is a great member of our Brain Trust. He's the president and the CEO of the Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA, and an organization that I very strongly and proudly support because they support independent community bankers out here on Main Street, America. And Cam is was a longtime Main Street banker before he became part of ICBA, and he's our good friend Cam Fine. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Jim. Thanks for having me today.
It's good to have you back. So, what are some of the things that the ICBA is facing these days on behalf of community banks, and therefore on behalf of small businesses?
Well, obviously, our number one issue is just the crushing regulatory burden that community banks face, as well as small businesses face on Main Street. The regulatory crush has gotten so bad that it is interfering every single day with the relationship between the banker and the small businessman or woman. And it's impacting our economy in real terms. One of the reasons why 5 years after the crisis we're still struggling in our economy is because the regulations have gotten in the way. To give you one little tidbit, since 2007, the banking regulators have pumped out over 10,000 pages of regulation.
Wow.
Just the banking regulators.
And let me ask you a question.
10,000 pages.
Break that down for me a little bit more. How many of those 10,000 were aimed at big companies, big banks, and small banks were not the problem, but it was aimed at big banks, and small banks became collateral damage?
That's a terrific question, Jim. Nearly every one of those 10,000 pages was actually directed and meant to corral some wrongdoing or abuse on Wall Street, and it all tumbled down onto Main Street. And so while the mega banks and the too big to fail banks can just throw money at the problem and pay a penalty or a fine and go on down the road, the boulder, the 10,000-page boulder, comes crashing down on Main Street, and our small banks and small businesses don't have the money and the resources and the manpower to handle all of that regulation. And it was meant for them to begin with.
You know, when you were a banker out on Main Street in Missouri, you had farmers that you did business with, and they had livestock. And when the veterinarian went out to regulate a disease of an animal, he would give the same medicine to more than one animal, but he'd adjust the dose for the size of the animal.
Absolutely. And
you'd think the government could adjust the dose of regulation appropriately. You'd think they could pull that off. You'd think it would matter to them that they're hurting everybody by not being able to do that.
Right. You're exactly right. You know, we live, the regulators pump out these one-size-fits-all regulations, and a regulation that is meant to corral some action at Citigroup, the same regulation is applied to a little bank out in Jefferson City, Missouri. That's ridiculous. And ICBA has been pounding the halls of Congress and the agency saying we have to have scale. We have to have proportional regulation.
Mm-hmm.
You can't apply Wall Street regulation to Main Street. It doesn't work.
Why can't we get enough legislators to get on your side?
You know, we have a lot of good friends in Congress, and there are a number of bills in Congress, and it's just the machine grinds very slowly. And I think many of the policymakers do understand our dilemma, but it's very difficult to get legislation through these days.
Do you get the idea that at the top of the regulatory regimes that there's actually a disrespect and maybe even a disdain for small banks?
I don't know if it's a disrespect. I think it's that I don't think, number one, they understand Main Street. And yeah. The other thing is, I think most of the regulators these days come out of the sort of Wall Street mentality culture, and a lot of times I don't think they even know we exist.
Yeah. Hey, Cam, hold on to that thought. ICBA.org is the website, folks. When we come back, a tribute to Mike Menzies, a good friend of all of yours, whether you know it or not. If you've been listening to my show, you've heard Mike's voice over the last 16 years. And we're going to pay a tribute to Mike Menzies after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.